T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
California now has the strictest police use of force laws in the country. Alex Stone is joining us. Alex, what does this mean?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. Yeah, come January 1st, police here in California will only be allowed to use deadly force when, quote, necessary, when there is no other option to save a life, instead of the current nationwide standard everywhere else in the country that deadly force is seen as justified when it is reasonable. This, though, will say only when there is no other option. If there is, you can't use a taser, you can't use OC spray, pepper spray, you can't use a beanbag gun, you can't use de-escalation techniques. The only issue that a lot of people are bringing up here from both sides is that the law does not define what necessary is. Your necessary is probably different than a police officer's necessary, which is different from the necessary that a victim's family sees or somebody who has been shot sees. So there's some gray area in there. A lot of police officers very much against this, that the law now saying they can be prosecuted if a jury were to find that that shooting was not necessary.
Yeah, you know, because of that kind of a nuance in, I guess, how you interpret the word necessary, what actual impact is this set to have? Or do we just have to wait for the day that this comes up in court?
Well, that's nobody knows. We're going to have to wait. And prosecutors also, as part of this now, can look at what led up to a shooting between police and somebody who they've shot, more than just the moment of the shooting. Here in California and in many states, prosecutors can only look at that moment, what went on in that exact moment. The prosecutors can now look at the interaction that the two sides were having leading up to it, and that may weigh in favor of the police officer or against the police officer. And even though police have vehemently fought this new law, they had softened their side a bit. The police unions had softened it because they did get something on their side. One was the original wording of the bill was going to require de-escalation tactics before deadly force is used, and police said that's just not realistic in that you can't always do de-escalation tactics. You arrive at an active shooter or something else. So now in the law, it encourages police to use de-escalation tactics but does not require it, which they felt like that was a win on their side, so they did soften their stance. But still, that necessary word, that makes a lot of police here very worried.
Yeah, and the mindset of a police officer would have to change because they could face charges.
Yeah, and the police officers here are saying what they're worried about is that officers could die in that moment, that they're thinking about, all right, if I fire my weapon right now, I could be facing murder charges or manslaughter, any number of different charges. If a jury were to say you didn't have to do that, that you had other options, they likely would be fired from the police force. Or if they wait and hesitate to fire, then that suspect, if they do have a gun and that if there really is no other option, could fire on that officer and kill the officer. So the options aren't great. And police here in California are saying that they're concerned that now that slight hesitation where an officer thinks, do I want to do this? Do I have any other options left? Or I could face murder charges, that could end up costing police officers their lives.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.